friends, to the That's Ball Folks podcast. I'm your host, Josh Reynolds. This is episode 34, little NBA Finals preview. Coming to you live after Game 7. Cannot believe the Miami Heat pulled it off. Me and Jared talk in detail about that. Excited to introduce a new segment, which we will dive into in further detail coming up here. Wild week, crazy week. A lot happened in the NBA world. The Celtics decided to wake up and play basketball. One game, 4, 5, 6, and it went to 7 tonight, in which, obviously, the Miami Heat won. Crazy. The Sixers hire a new coach. We talk about all that. How's everybody doing? I hope you've all had a great week, as always. Again, excited to chat some hoops with you. Just have some exciting new things happening, and we're going to talk about all of it. Let's start with this. So I started this podcast a year ago next Sunday, which is crazy to think that it's been a year. Legitimately can't really believe it, actually. It's flown by. It has already been able to take me places I never thought that I would go in a million years. I am very grateful to be a part of the SB Nation family. Extremely happy, and shout out to my guy Jass for bringing me on board. It's been amazing. Truly has been amazing. I cannot think of a better way to show some love than, as I always do, for giving stuff away. Again, it's kind of how I give back, and I think it's cool. Can't even tell you how grateful I am, truly, to every single person who listens to this. Even, I was going to say, like, outside of my family, because family's just expected to listen to this and support me. Honestly, shout out to all my family who listens to this. You guys are amazing. Everybody who listens, I love each and every one of you. I cannot even put into words how grateful I am. If nobody listens, then I don't get to do this. So again, shout out to all of you. But similar to how I did some things around Christmas with like Josh's favorite things, whatever, and gave some stuff away that way, I'm going to do the same thing this week for my little year anniversary. I thought that would be fun. Again, no better way I know how to do things. Could be basketball, football, baseball, hockey, who knows? But there are going to be some cool giveaways. Got all lined up. So keep an eye out. Again, thank you all for listening. Truly, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. It's been awesome. Let's dive into things with Jer. Without any further ado, here is our Brotherly Love and Hate segment, sponsored by PHI Apparel Co. Brotherly Love and Hate is once again brought to you by PHI Apparel Co. PHI Apparel Co. providing unique designs and high quality clothing for the great fans of Philly. As always, we are very grateful to have them as a sponsor and a sponsor of the segment. That leads right into it. Jer, how are you, man?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm good. We just saw each other just minutes ago. Got done watching Game 7. And I think both of us, I mean, I won't speak for you, but I am very pleasantly surprised. Well, I don't know about pleasantly, but I'm surprised at the outcome. I am shocked the Miami Heat won and won how they did.
Yeah, I wish it was a fun game to watch, but it wasn't. Yeah, it reminded me a lot of Game 7 of the Sixers-Celtics series.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got some, you know, a taste of their own medicine there.
Yeah, they did. And in front of their home crowd, which was a little nice, little dose of revenge. But we'll talk about that in detail coming up here in a sec. We have to start off again, as always, with our loves and hates. Which one do you want to go with first? I feel like you've been on a nice little roll here with going with your loves first, but I don't want to. Yeah. It's your thing. So you tell me. Listen,
I don't think I've ever done hates first.
Yeah. Why mix it up now?
No, I'm not going to.
I like that. I'm not going to. So, good. How many loves you got for us?
I'm just doing one and one today. One and one. Nice, simple.
I like it. Okay. Hit us with your love.
So you know this because you're my brother. I love Hasbulla. Hasbulla is my guy. Today, Memorial Day, we had a little family breakfast. I showed up in a Hasbulla shirt. You gave me a gift. Was it last year?
Yeah, I think for your birthday last year. Yeah.
Yeah. You hired an artist to draw a picture of me with my arm around Hasbulla. It is in my office. I'm looking at it now. It's so hard to watch a video of him just on social media or wherever and not smile. I'm happy. I'm happy just watching him. And I think maybe it was Barstool, I don't know, the Sunday Conversations or whatever, right?
Yeah. Yep.
When they interviewed him, I love that. I watch that once a week.
Yeah. He really is the best.
Yeah.
He's
great. And I love him.
There's nobody like him. The video that just came out, what was it, yesterday, 2 days ago, of him throwing the knife at the tree.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's so happy.
His laugh is just. Hasbulla is fascinating because he kind of started off as like, who is this funny little guy? People right. started putting his little like cardboard cutouts, like stand ups in their rooms and stuff all yeah. over the place. And now he's just become the sensation that yeah. he's everywhere. You do love him more than anybody I know. And
yeah,
I have to tell, can I tell the story about that drawing that I got you?
Yeah. Yeah. Go for it. Yeah.
So I knew that's what I wanted to do. I thought it would be funny to get like a hand drawn, like really nice picture of you and Hasbulla together. And doesn't it say like BFFs on it or something like that?
Yeah. BFFs yeah. at the bottom. Yeah.
BFFs. So I did my research on this months in advance before your birthday. And yeah. I ended up finding the highest rated artist who was specialized in doing these like family portraits, not family, but just like these portraits that people wanted of custom hand-drawn portraits or whatever, had the highest ratings on Etsy. I'm like, great. I haven't spent a lot of time on Etsy, but I did my research on there. I get it. Well, I don't get it yet. It's completed. I've been in contact communication with the artist. She's asking me like, hey, like what's the connection with these guys? And I'm like, oh, like it's my brother. And I didn't want to make her feel dumb. So I was just like, oh, it's my brother. And like his best friend. She's like, great. I'll keep you posted when it's done. I'm like, okay, awesome. So she hits me up and she's like, hey, it's completed. Just shipping it out. Like, would be absolutely honored if you would leave me a review. Like, of course I'll leave you a review. So yeah. I get on and start looking at her Instagram. Oh, and she's like, tag me on Instagram if you post anything. I'm like, of course. So I search her on Instagram. It turns out that she specializes in hand-drawn pictures of people who want hand-drawn pictures with like somebody who's passed away to make it look like they were together. And
so good.
I felt so dumb because here I am getting a picture of you and Hasbulla. Clearly she didn't know who he was because you see yeah. him and you know. But right. I thought the picture came off. I mean, it came out really, really good. And
yeah.
I don't think we ever tagged her because I felt too embarrassed. And I don't yeah, think she, probably, I don't think she would have liked that very much.
Probably a good thing you didn't tag her, but she did a phenomenal job. It looks so good in the picture of Hasbulla you gave her. I'm guessing he has like an AirPod in his ear. So
he does
his right ear. Yeah. In his right ear of the drawing, he has an AirPod. And he's so happy, and I'm happy. My arms around him. Great gifts. Top three best birthday gift I've ever received.
Wow, really?
I don't know. But as of right now, as I'm looking at it, probably.
Sweet. All right, I'll take that. That's a good love. Hasbulla, we would love to meet you. If you hear this, you're welcome to join us anytime. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. I don't think we'd understand it, but I would love every second of it.
Yeah, we need a translator. It'd be amazing. Right. Okay, that's going to be tough to follow because everyone loves Hasbulla. What is your hate?
Okay. I don't mean this in a rude way.
Oh, boy. That's a good start.
But it's not at you. This isn't... Well, it might be. I don't know. I hate people who pour milk in their bowl before they put cereal in it.
Okay. Are there people that do this? Like, do you know anybody who does that?
I'm sure I know a few. Because I've heard it. And it's hard for me to wrap my head around.
I've heard it too, but I just don't.
There are people like, out there who do it.
I don't. Until we know one.
No, it's real. It's a real thing.
I'm sure it. I mean, it's got to be real, right? It has to be. However, I would love to meet one. I don't know.
But they're freaks.
Yeah. I think that's the most bizarre thing ever, but I would love to speak with somebody who does that to get their reasoning. Look,
if we find one, we got to have them on here.
No, I agree. And I'm putting this out there right now. And I will put this on Twitter, Instagram. I actually will do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you are somebody who does this, who pours their milk in their bowl first, you can stay anonymous on the podcast. You can do whatever. We can do one of those like voice modifiers so people don't know it's you.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Please, we want to hear your reasoning. And we would love to have you on to chat for 5 minutes next week. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, we got to keep their identity safe.
Yeah, I agree. We don't want to open them up to that kind of that kind of abuse. Hate.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, but so that's a funny hate because we don't really like you hate the idea of it, but we don't really know anybody who does that.
No, and I'm glad I think I do actually. I'm pretty sure I've had this conversation with someone. I remember thinking you're nuts. Yeah.
That's fascinating. I would love to know. So we're throwing out the feeler again. If you hear this, this is striking a chord with you. You're ready to finally talk about it. Let's get on here. Let's actually make this happen because I think the world needs to hear your reasoning. I think everybody right. would appreciate that.
We're going to protect you, not from the world, not from yeah. me.
Oh,
if you're on here, you're fair game.
Yeah, it's open season if you want to join this. Again, that's just with us. And we will right. try to protect you as far as covering your identity. That's a good hate. But again, I would love to know somebody who does that. Maybe somebody I hate does that. Or maybe somebody I really like does it. And then it changes the way I think about them.
Maybe we don't know anyone personally because they're all in the circus.
Maybe where they belong.
Yeah, seriously.
There's no good reason to do that, actually. No. Now that I think of it, there isn't a good reason.
No. No, there isn't.
No.
But there are people out there, weird people out there, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. And the thought of it, I don't know. It doesn't sit well.
Anyway, that's a really good hate. But I want to dive deeper into that. That's a good one. Okay. Before we dive into what we just watched tonight, there was some news that came out today that hits a little closer to home for us because we're Sixers fans, that Nick Nurse, former Toronto Raptors head coach, former coach of the year, former NBA champion coach, is signing a deal to be the next head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. I am thrilled. I think we talked about it last week that he is atop of both of our lists. He had been, I think, since they let him go. I think he was clearly the best head coach available on the market. And some interesting news. The Milwaukee Bucks, this happened earlier in the week, but the Milwaukee Bucks ended up signing a Toronto Raptors assistant to be their next head coach after Nick Nurse like pulled out of the running for it. So I don't know what happened there, but as a Sixers fan, I'm feeling really good. Because he could have easily sat back and saw what happened with Boston. I will be shocked, honestly, if Joe Mazzulla is the head coach of the Celtics next year. Look, since we recorded last week, the Celtics just played unbelievable basketball. It went on a tear. Forced game seven. Nobody saw it coming. But and I will give him props. I thought Mazzulla actually coached really well in those three games. But I truly, truly believe that if Udoka is still their head coach, that they are most likely headed to the NBA finals. So I don't know what happens with Mazzulla or not, but I do feel good as a Sixers fan because Nick Nurse basically picked the Sixers over what happens with Boston, picked them over Milwaukee and coaching Giannis and Middleton, picked them over coaching the Suns and Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. He picked them over any opening, and I feel really good about it. Anyway, what are your thoughts? Do you agree?
I agree. And I don't know this for a fact, but it seems like he was probably the best coach out there, best coach available, and he probably could have had his pick at any of those jobs.
Yeah.
So the fact that he wants to be in Philly is awesome.
Agreed.
Let's just put it this way. I will be purchasing a Nick Nurse hat.
Okay.
That's how excited I am. I've been talking about his hat forever. It turns out he has his own foundation. It's a cool story, whatever. But I will be purchasing a Nick Nurse hat. Because I'm so excited.
Okay, I love that. I think I sent you the link for one the second the news broke. Yeah. We've kind of mocked him. So this is like in typical Philly fashion. Went from absolutely despising the guy. There is nobody who has coached against, maybe besides like Brad Stevens and the Celtics, who has coached against the Sixers and made Joel Embiid's life more miserable than Nick Nurse. Every time that we play the Raptors, they give him hell. It happens every year. So to have him on our side now, the reports are that he came in and pitched a very good, clear idea of wanting to coach MVP Embiid and whatever the roster is going to look like next year. That is very exciting. I feel good, but the hat thing, we've crushed him for forever. And then we found out that he does it for a foundation. Yeah, made us feel a little bit. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Made us feel a little bad, but that N on the hat. I can't wait to see you sport one.
Yeah. Might be a golf hat for me. I don't know. We'll see.
That's fun. I'm curious what kind of hats they are. If they're like the dad hats or if it's kind of the hats like we like to wear.
I think they have both. I'm looking at the site now, actually, because I'm going to buy one, as I mentioned. And yeah, looks like they got both. So a hat for everyone.
That's fantastic. Well, good. I feel really good about it. I think the general consensus on Philly Twitter was that people are excited as well, which is good.
They should be.
Yeah. Yep. 100%, which is good. And we need it. We need something to be excited about this offseason. And look, I've said it for forever. I think that we make some moves. I think that this team will be competitive again next year. Obviously, they would be just with Maxey and Embiid. Whatever happens with the Harden stuff will happen. But I truly believe that they are going to make some moves, especially with Nick Nurse here now, that the Sixers are going to be just as competitive next year. And I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. I need that. My mental health needs it.
Yep, I agree. So let's chat about tonight. The Miami Heat just go into Boston and absolutely dominate. We mentioned it earlier. Pretty, pretty boring game. It was a little awful, actually. It kind of picked up a little bit there in like the third quarter-ish, but not really. And me and you both said it. I thought he should have been the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Caleb Martin, man. Holy moly.
Yeah, amazing.
He is awesome. And
some of the shots he was making in the third quarter, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. He legitimately carried them. Yeah, Butler had like two more points than he did tonight, but he carried them offensively when they needed it most. Pretty awesome. Yes, it sucks, and I think a lot of people are going to talk about it. Tatum, literally the first play of the game, rolls his ankle, clearly affected him. I mean, he barely did anything the entire night, ended with 14 points, didn't take a lot of shots, which sucks. But we need to talk about this. Jaylen Brown was not good.
No, he was not. He was not. He was terrible game seven, but he wasn't great really throughout the whole playoffs.
Yeah.
Some games, like he showed some flashes, some glimpses against the Sixers, right? But he wasn't that good.
He is one of the more confusing players in the league because he gets off to the hottest starts and makes the toughest shots right out of the gate, and they just go away from him. And I don't understand it.
Yeah, kind of weird. I mean, tonight he did launch a bit because I think Tatum was hurt, and that's probably why he shot, 20? He shot 10 more times than Tatum did.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I talked about it when we were watching it together. He can't dribble the ball.
Yeah,
he had 8 turnovers tonight.
Really, really bad. It just, they're very confusing. And we talked about this before, but I'm now, especially that they're out, I am very curious what they look like as a team next year. Are they going to make a move? Are Brown and Tatum going to both be together? I have no idea. And if they are together, they need to kind of figure it out because it's a strange dynamic. I don't know. It's not, they don't both have it going at the same time. It's one or the other. And it hasn't worked out. I mean, yes, they made it to the finals last year. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. But like the goal is to win, right? And they have not done so yet. I don't know.
And they're going to have to pay both of them a lot of money. So they need to decide, is Jaylen Brown worth that much money?
Yep. Agreed. I agree. Which,
if you base it off the playoffs, he is not.
No. I completely agree with you. I don't know. I was shocked. I thought once the Celtics forced game seven, which by the way, the ending of game six, we were going to record last night. I'm glad it worked out to record today because obviously we want to watch game seven and talk about it. But game six was one of the crazier games I think any of us have ever seen. I'm not saying this. I said it on Twitter. It was one of the worst officiated games I've ever seen, ever. It was unbelievable. And that was, if you're a fan of either team, it was just a terrible officiated game. It was hard to watch.
It was pretty bad. There were some tough calls / no calls. What was kind of crazy was looking at the 2-minute report. It didn't actually change much.
I know, which was so bizarre. And by the way, the 2-minute report, I still think it's infuriating.
It's terrible. Yeah. I don't understand it, but since it's here, I look at it. Right. But
yep.
I thought they were going to list a few things that they missed, but they really didn't. There wasn't really that much in there.
I know. That was very bizarre. And then what? I don't know. I want to hear a better explanation on why they changed the clock. If you were adding more time on, what was it like 2.1 seconds is what it was originally after Butler got fouled and hit those three free throws. They move it up to 3 seconds. Clearly, I've watched it probably 20 times since then, the replay of it. He did not get fouled with 3 seconds left, unless there was something wrong with the clock that we are seeing on TV and the actual game clock. He didn't get fouled with 3 seconds. So I just didn't see a good excuse or a good reasoning as to why it got moved to 3 seconds. That was weird. Even 0.2 seconds, if they move it to 2.8 seconds, that's not enough time. Derek White doesn't get the tip in. I don't know. There were a lot of weird things, but in the end, it doesn't matter because the Heat win game 7 and advance to the finals. Who do you have? What are you looking forward to here? Jokic,
the finals.
Jokic and Murray lead the Nuggets to their first finals in franchise history. The Heat are just right back in here. Spoelstra's won 6th NBA finals trip, which is unbelievable. What are you looking forward to? I think that this is, I don't know, actually. I don't know what to think of this finals matchup. What are you looking forward to?
Listen, I'm looking forward to the matchup because they've got some history, right?
Yes.
Just with the Jokic, Markieff Morris kind of chirping back and forth. Like they were talking about fighting in the tunnels, right? By the locker rooms.
Yep.
So hopefully as a fan who doesn't have a dog in the fight, I want to see some kind of chippier basketball.
Yeah.
Now my prediction is the Nuggets win. I'm going to go in 5 games.
Okay.
Nuggets, they have built the perfect roster to surround Jokic. Their team is really good. They're deep. I mean, Jokic is a freak. Jamal Murray's playing out of his mind. Bruce Brown, my guy, perfect fit. But I say that, and I also thought the Celtics were going to, I don't know. I think I said they were going to beat the Heat in 5 or 6.
Yeah, I think we all did.
That clearly didn't happen. So the Heat are out to prove me wrong. So I'm sticking with the Nuggets in 5 games, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes a little longer. I still have the Nuggets winning the series. I'm excited. I think it'll be some fun, chippy, physical games.
Yeah, I agree. I think let's break it down this way. The Jokic does what Jokic does. He does it against anybody and everybody. He is dominant. He is the guy who he'll have one hilarious, crazy fadeaway three at the end of the shot clock like he did against the Lakers, or he'll have one no-look pass that makes the highlights, right, that everybody sees online. Other than that, his game's 0% flashy, a bunch of putback, tip, rebounds, mid-range game, low post game. Like that's Jokic. That's what he does. He will do that against anybody. The key factor in this series is going to be Jamal Murray. He has been all playoffs. I mean, against the Lakers, he averaged 32.5 points a game.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
He was unbelievable. And everybody's like, oh, they called him Bubble Murray, right? Because he was an absolute freak in the bubble, and he was. But it turns out it wasn't Bubble Murray. He's just really good when he's healthy. And averaging that many points a game is nuts. So if he does that again, they're going to win. They might even sweep. Like, they are that good. My worry is that he does not keep this up. And if he doesn't, the points have to come elsewhere. Yes, Michael Porter Jr. is a great scorer and a great offensive player, a great shooter. Is he a 33-point a night guy in the NBA Finals? I don't know. I don't think so. Right. But if for some reason Murray doesn't have it going and can't continue this hot streak, I don't know where the points are going to come from, but he hasn't showed us anything to think otherwise. So he is my factor in Denver. Keep an eye on him. I think they go as he goes offensively. I mean, just think about it. Jokic played amazing. Jamal Murray averaged 33 points a game, and they barely snuck out they swept them, but each game was close, right, and they kind of snuck those wins out. So if Murray doesn't play that well, then maybe that's a different series, or at least it goes a little bit longer than four games. So I don't know. He's the guy I'm watching on Denver. And then if we flip it over to Miami side, Miami's done all of this without Tyler Hero.
Right.
What happens? They're saying that he might be able to come back maybe like game three-ish in the finals. What do you think? Are you worried if he comes back? It's kind of a unique situation because he has to take minutes. If he does come back, he's taking minutes away from somebody who's been playing well.
Right. I kind of like the fact that he won't, like, he's not available game one and two, so they can kind of play those out and gauge what they need and what they don't.
Yep.
If they win both games or even split, I don't know if, like, it worries me to throw him in there because they've played so well without him.
Yeah, I agree.
If he's a liability on defense.
Yeah, well, right? Big time.
And he's going to put up a lot of shots, I mean, based on some of the offense we saw in game seven, just barely, they probably missed him and his ability to create some shots. But other than last game, and like really throughout the playoffs, they've moved the ball really well. And I'm afraid that he will try and get his and kind of throw things off. But I like the fact that it's game three, so they can kind of gauge how the series is going for the first two games.
No, I actually agree with you. I think that if he doesn't come back, or if they're down 0-2 for game three, then of course bring him back. Maybe he's a little spark plug for the team. But I agree. Right. I think if they come back home and it is even a split series, I think they definitely stretch it out. Kind of a unique situation, though. I don't know how you play that. Looking at it from Miami side, obviously you could say Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler has been phenomenal this entire postseason run. I think what he said last year in the postgame press conference after they lost in the Eastern Conference Finals of, hey, we're going to be right back here next year and we're going to actually win this thing and go back to the finals, to then do it again with a way worse team is pretty badass. That's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, it's good.
I think that he obviously is going to do what he does, but I think, again, being able to look at Caleb Martin and say, okay, can you still produce? I mean, it bugs me, and you talked about it. I don't like how they mention these undrafted guys, but all of those dudes who they're referring to, can they continue to keep up this type of production? I think that's going to be the key factor for Miami. So I don't know. Your prediction is what, Denver in five?
I'm going Denver in five.
All right, I'm going Denver in six. I think the Heat sneak out a couple wins. They've done it all season when nobody's counted on them. I think they'll do the same in the finals.
Yeah, hopefully they're high scoring games, and I think they will be. Just Denver's offense is crazy.
Yeah, they're nuts.
Jokic is going to get him, but like you said, right? They need someone else to score. He's going to have his 30 plus points every game, but if the Heat can somehow kind of hold Jamal and the other guys to a minimum, then they're going to win. So we'll see if they can do it. But Jokic is just he's just really good, man. I don't know if Bam can do much against him.
That's what I was just going to ask. I don't love. Yeah, Bam is, look, he's quicker, more athletic, but I think he's too small. Like, I think Jokic is just going to throw him in the blender.
I agree. I think they might end up. Wow. I was going to say they might end up doing something like the Lakers, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, you can't really double Jokic because he's such a good passer. But again, if anybody can figure it out, it's Spo. And I'm very curious what kind of matchups they have against them. It's going to be, I don't know, for the casual basketball fan, this is a nightmare matchup of a finals.
Right.
But for basketball fans, this is awesome. This is a really fun matchup. Again, two teams who I think just basketball fans would enjoy and appreciate seeing them win. Again, as Sixers fans, I think it would have hurt my soul a little bit more if Boston would have won. So I'm glad they're out, but I don't know. I think Jimmy is a freak. Yes, we can talk all day about how I wish he was still in Philly. He isn't. So it would be pretty cool to see him lead a team. And then Jokic has just been on an unbelievable tear. And the Nuggets are fun. Their style of play is so fun. When they are out and running and Jokic is just their transition game is so unbelievable. And they just share the ball so well. They're fun to watch, man. And I think this is going to be a fun matchup.
I agree. I think they're all going to be close games. No, yeah, I agree. No crazy blowouts, which is going to be fun to watch. So
totally agree. Also, just have to give a little shout out. Kevin Love has reached the NBA Finals every time he's been in the playoffs his entire career. How about that?
That's actually really impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He's been in the league a while.
I also thought, I think all of us thought, when he signed and he chose the Miami Heat over the other options, right. I think all of us were like, what? Like, why? Why? And he knew. He clearly knew something we didn't.
And he played in the playoffs. He didn't play game 7, turns out. But he's got some meaningful minutes throughout this run for him. So I'm curious to see if he'll play I think he'll play some minutes, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much.
I agree. Yeah, his highlight of game 7 was after Martin hit another pull-up three at the top of the key. They showed it over, or the camera showed him, and he had his hands on his head in disbelief.
Yeah.
that he made it, which was pretty awesome. Anyway, anything else you want to hit us with?
No, I think we covered it. I'm excited. Yeah. When is game 1? Thursday?
That's a great question, actually.
I think it's the first.
I need to pull it up and actually see.
Finals. Yeah, the first. June 1st, okay. 6:30 Mountain Time.
Sweet. Cool. I love it. I am excited to see it. Obviously, we'll chat about it next week. By then, we'll have games 1 and 2 in the books. But for now, dude, thank you again, as always. Another great segment. And yeah, thank you for joining.
Thanks for having me. Chat next week.
Sounds good. Okay, friends, time out for a minute because I want to chat about Grifols Plasma and also about how plasma makes medicines and how every donation you give with Grifols Plasma, it can be used to make up to 5 different medicines. Now, while there are lots of different plasma medicines used to treat a lot of patients for life-threatening injuries and illnesses, the point is that each time you donate, your plasma can be used to help save lives. Each time, that is huge. Multiply that by the number of times you give plasma, yep, you got it, even more huge. Kind of like Allen Iverson leading the 2001 Sixers to the NBA Finals all by himself. So shout out Grifols Plasma and all their teams across the country. Plasma makes medicines, and a lot of people depend on these medicines. Donate plasma and receive compensation for your efforts today. You can find a center near you at grifflesplasma.com. Tell them Josh sent you. This advertisement is a paid promotion. I want to tell you about the easiest way to get some action on the NBA. It's Underdog Fantasy and their Pick'em game. Just pick over or under on your favorite or least favorite player's stats, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. You can also pick from Rivals, which pits two players against each other for a head-to-head matchup. Underdog keeps it super simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold hard cash. Use the code TBF24, that's TBF24, and get your first deposit doubled up to $100 by Underdog. Underdog Fantasy, the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a 2-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
That's Ball, folks. Brotherly Love and Hate segment is brought to you by PHI Apparel Company. PHI Apparel Co. provides unique designs and high-quality clothing for the great fans of Philly. With their original designs for all, there's no doubt you'll stand out in the crowd. Listeners to our show can use the promo code TBF10 for 10% off any apparel when you shop online at phiapparel.co. Again, that's TBF10 for 10% off anything on the site. PHI Apparel Company, the one-stop shop for Philly sports apparel. Are you sick of spending time caring for your lawn? Have you spent too much time mowing it or even just keeping it alive? Are you tired of wasting resources and money watering it? If you are like me, the answer is yes to all of those. You should consider artificial grass. Beehive Turf out of northern Utah will transform your yard into looking beautiful all year round. Check out Beehive Turf on Instagram. Give them a call today for a free quote. Beehive Turf, take the sting out of caring for your lawn. So this new segment that I was talking about earlier, and I'm really excited to roll out, the Masterclass segment, and it is sponsored by St. Paul Brand Clothing. Now this Masterclass segment, I say Masterclass a lot, we're going to highlight somebody who had a Masterclass performance that week. And I can't think of a better person to highlight this week than Caleb Martin of the Miami Heat. And before we dive into that, I just want to touch on our sponsor just a little bit. Again, as I mentioned, it's St. Paul Brand Clothing. I am a huge fan myself of like graphic tees, especially sports tees or music tees. Here's a legitimate real story that happened last week. So I have, I don't know, 10-ish of these t-shirts from St. Paul Brand. Tons of basketball ones. They're like vintage looking ones, which I love. I have like a 1993 NBA Finals one. I get compliments on all the time, whatever. Some Sixers ones, whatever. I got a lot of them. I happen this day to be wearing a Kid Cudi one. Love the shirt, wear it all the time, dark gray, it's awesome. So I'm walking out of the store to go to my car, and this store that I'm leaving, it kind of shares a parking lot with In-N-Out, and while I'm walking to my car, this white car rolls up next to me and the windows roll down. It all happened so fast, I didn't know if I was going to get heckled or what was going to happen, but I look over, and there are these two young kids, I'd say like high school, maybe freshman in college, I'm guessing, they're sitting there, and word for word, the driver's like, bro, where the hell did you get that shirt? It's absolute fire. And I hit him with the name of it's St. Paul Brand. Like you can get online, you can check it out on their website or whatever. He says, bet. Thanks, bro. Unreal fit. I got in my car. They drove away. I couldn't help but laugh because, A, just the lingo. I thought it was a little funny. Again, younger kids, they talk like that. But B, I also felt good because that is quite the compliment. And to pull it from a younger kid who said that he liked my outfit, hit me with fire and fit in the same interaction. Unbelievable. Talk about a compliment. And I also have to say, this only happens in Utah, I think. Compliments are compliments, but in Philly, I get roasted. If a car pulls up and rolls down their window and it's young kids, I'm getting my ass roasted, getting it handed to me. Shout out my guy Zoe on Twitter. He talks about it all the time, that there is nothing like getting roasted by Philly youths. And I talked about when it happened to me a few episodes ago with Jer, when I was wearing socks and slides, which apparently is a no-go back east, but I got just destroyed at a Phillies game by a group of teenage kids. Anyway, it made me feel really good. The point of this is that I am very proud to announce that St. Paul is officially on board as a That's Ball Folks sponsor. I wish I had this for the kid who gave me the compliment, but any That's Ball Folks listener can now get 10% off any order at stpaulbrand.com with the code that's-ball-folks10. Again, it's that's-ball-folks10 for 10% off any order. Again, basketball tees, music tees, they even have their own branded tees. They've got all of it. I love them all. jump online, score something. Very happy to have them on board. I'll link this on socials as well. Anyway, as I mentioned, our first masterclass segment highlight and spotlight has to go on Miami Heat forward Caleb Martin. So before we chat about Game 7 and what he did tonight, we have to talk about how he even ended up in a Miami Heat uniform, because that's the most impressive part of all of this. The dude goes undrafted. He went to the University of Nevada, played with his brother. He goes undrafted because he decides to come back for his senior year. He ends up signing with the Charlotte Hornets on a one-year, like $198,000 deal. That's converted to a two-way contract, which is then converted to a three-year, $2 million deal. Pretty good. I mean, that's awesome. However, he's waived by the Hornets. What he does, he legitimately hits up his boy J. Cole, the rapper, about getting him in contact with the Miami Heat assistant coach, Caron Butler, former player Caron Butler. Butler gets him out for a workout slash scrimmage. Martin ends up playing really well. He ends up signing a two-way deal with the Heat. That's converted to just a one-year guaranteed $528,000 deal. He then plays so well that they sign him to a three-year $20.4 million deal with the Heat. Unbelievable. All of that leads to what he did tonight against the Boston Celtics in the TD Garden in Game 7. 26 points on 11 for 16 shooting, 4 for 6 from 3, 10 boards, 3 assists, a steal. However, it's not just Game 7. He's been doing this the entire Eastern Conference Finals. Game 1, he had 15. Game 2, 25. Game 3, 18. Game 4, 16. Game 5, 14. Game 6, 21. And again, followed up by Game 7 tonight with 26. Going from undrafted to getting a shot with the Hornets to getting waived to starting in Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals, helping lead your team to the NBA Finals in just your third year in the league after going undrafted is amazing. Honestly, he should have been the Eastern Conference MVP, I think, but whatever. Jimmy got it. That's great. Regardless, Caleb Martin is this week's Masterclass Spotlight and extremely, extremely well-deserved. That's all I got. Again, I love you all. Exciting, exciting things ahead. Keep an eye out on socials for these giveaways. Going to be doing a few this week. Again, just a fun thank you, and for real, a genuine thank you for listening to my podcast. Pretty awesome. It's hard to listen to my own little nasally voice myself, so I don't know how you guys do it. It's probably because I have Jer and other guests and stuff on. But thank you. I mean it. Please, if you haven't already, feel free to drop me a like, subscribe, review, do all the fun stuff. Say every week, 1 star, 5 stars, doesn't matter. You guys are all awesome, for real. I genuinely mean that. I hope you all have a fantastic week again. Excited to chat by next week. I think we'll have games 1 and 2 of the finals to talk about. Excited for that. Also, shout out to NHL playoffs, man. It's been amazing. I hate him. Well, have hated him. But Tkachuk, shout out on the Florida Panthers, is a beast. I literally went from hating him to now he's one of my favorite players in the entire league to watch. What a time for South Florida. Miami, Sunrise, you guys have the Heat. And now you got the Panthers in the NBA Finals and the NHL, the Stanley Cup Finals. Good for you. Pretty amazing. Hope you enjoy it, because I'd give anything for that. Anything. Anyway, hope you all have a great week. Love you all. And that's all, folks.